This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. My beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. All praise be unto Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Jazakallah khair for joining us on night number 21. Subhanallah, we've reached the last 10 nights of the month of Ramadan. We thank Allah for bringing us here, and wallahi, it is a blessing, it is a honor to have the opportunity to get the barakah of these 10 nights. Is a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah accept from us what we've done. And as we know, these are the holiest nights of the year. These are also within these 10 nights the most holiest of holy, which is the night of Laylatul Qadr, a night unlike any other night, a night on which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has gifted and blessed us with a reward that you cannot find a parallel in the entire religion of Islam. And if you look at subhanallah, the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would exert himself in so much effort to seek out this night of destiny. And so for all of us that are here, Allah has given us the opportunity. One way to think about it is like, you know, if you are in a competition or in the World Cup, we are now in those finals. You know, you've made it through the group stages. You are now in the next level. And this is where the big prizes are up for grabs. And every single one of us, alhamdulillah, as we are here, Allah has honored us with this opportunity. There is a chance of us of getting, you know, a lifetime of reward and getting a lifetime of sin forgiven. Absolutely everything, our place in Jannah, can be secured in these 10 nights. And one of these nights, subhanAllah, unlike any other night, as we said. In fact, this night is so holy that entire Suratul Qadr has been revealed just about this evening, this coming night of Laylatul Qadr. And of course, there is a second reference in Surah Dukhan, Surah 44, also speaks about it. So two places in the Quran, Allah speaks about Laylatul Qadr. And we'll talk about the tafsir of those ayat in a minute, inshallah. To begin with, as always, it is a powerful way of understanding something, as I said, is by looking at its name and the meanings of its names. So this night that Allah, that we are seeking out, and why we going to work very hard these 10 nights, inshallah, is to get Laylatul Qadr in ibadah. So what is Laylatul Qadr? Layla means the night of. Qadr has a number of meanings. The one meaning of Qadr, it means destiny, the night of destiny or decree. Why? What are we talking about here? We know that everything is planned by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything happens with Allah's permission. You know, subhanAllah, whatever step you take, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has multiple possible scenarios that can befall you. Your risk can increase, it can decrease. Your health can increase, it can decrease. People will live, people will die. All of these things are in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah knows what is going to happen in every possible scenario. Then Allah, at every year, Allah makes these decrees known to the angels. And one of the analogies like that of a budget, Allah puts forward who will be born, who will die, who will get rain, where will earthquakes be, who will get rizq. All of these things are determined and made known by Allah to the angels, and they receive it on one of these nights during the year. And so we need to reflect that subhanAllah, my future rizq, my health, my wealth, everything, my success, my failure will be made known on this evening, and we have the opportunity, like any budget, you have the opportunity to give your input by making dua, by making istighfar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can facilitate for us, you know, those things which are good for us. So we also, while we believe in destiny, we also believe in free will, and we know that dua, as the hadith says, dua has the potential to actually alter destiny. And so this is the chance for us now to plan our year ahead. It is also, as our destiny for the year is coming forward, last year's budget is coming to a close, and so we want to close that budget on the most beautiful way in fasting and salah. So that's the meaning of Qadr. Another meaning of Qadr also means power, because this is the most powerful night of the year, and in terms of a reward, there is no reward like it. 1,000 months is 83 years, subhanAllah, that this ummah was given a gift unlike any other nation. So we could not compete with the nations of old in terms of their hundreds of years of salah, hundreds of years of charity. How do we compete? Allah had given us a chance to even beat the previous nations by worshipping in one night, not even a full 24-hour day, just from sunset to sunrise, to worship Allah sincerely. And you capture this night, Laylatul Qadr, it will set everything right in your life. Your entire sins will be forgiven, bi-idhnillah. You will have a scale of a lifetime in terms of good deeds. Your place in Jannah, inshallah, can be secured in these 10 nights. You know, you can be saved from Jahannam in these 10 nights. This is what's up for grabs. Another beautiful meaning of Qadr is that of restriction, of density, of being congested. Now, how does that link up to the night of Qadr? It is, as we know, the holiness on this night and the blessings that Allah will send to the dunya, to us, will be so immense that the angels will leave their positions in the sama. Jibreel, who Allah says in the Arsh al-Makin, that Jibreel is close to the throne of Allah, he will leave, he will vacate his position to come to the dunya. Why? To visit the people that are worshipping Allah on the night of Qadr, ya'in on the earth. And because of so many angels descending to the earth, the roads, the pathways, the places of dhikr, the places of salah will be congested with angels, that it has this imagery of it being restricted, subhanAllah. So that is happening between now, this evening, the 21st night, up until when we see the moon for Eid, and sometime in these 10 nights, only 10 nights, ya ikhwan, only 10 nights, brothers and sisters, to get this reward. And subhanAllah, I know it's been a long month so far. It is for us to really exert ourselves unlike any other time. So let us go through the ayat that Allah speaks about. As I said, two times in the Quran, Allah speaks about this very amazing evening. The first one is Surah Duhan. Allah says, Hameem wal kitab al mubin. Allah swears by the clear book, meaning the Quran, Inna anzalnahu, that verily we revealed it, the Quran, fi laylatin mubarakatin, on a very blessed special night. We sent the Quran down. We gifted humanity the Quran. And so Allah gives on this night the biggest of His blessings. Inna kunna mundirin. Indeed, we would send down a warner to mankind. Fiha yufraku kullu amrin hakim. On this night, every distinct or precise matter of wisdom is going to be made known, meaning every matter of destiny will be decreed by Allah. Amran min indina, every matter proceeding from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inna kunna mursilin, and we were to send a messenger, or were to send messengers. Rahmatan min rabbik, as a mercy from your Lord, innahu as-sami'ul alim, he is the all-hearing and the all-knowing. So these ayat mention this blessed night in which the whole Quran was revealed, and it also mentions that it's on this night when the entire Quran was revealed, it is the night when the matters of destiny will be made known by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then if we look at the second surah, which we're all familiar with, of course, the entire chapter, and again it shows you the honor and the power of the surah when Allah had revealed a surah exclusively. All the verses of the surah is about this night of destiny, this night that is about to come upon us. It could be tonight, it could be tomorrow night, it could be any of these nights until the day of Eid. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, A'udhu billahi shaitan rajim, bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr. Allah says that indeed we revealed it, the Quran, on the night of laylatil qadr. On this very special holy night, the entire Quran was sent down. And what's important for us is to remember, the greatest gift Allah has given us is that of the Quran. You know, there are things which we get in terms of our physical needs, our food, our health, our parents, our family. These are all wonderful things. But more than that is, of course, our spiritual needs, our akhirah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by giving us the Quran, shows that on this night, the gifts Allah gives on Laylatul Qadr, there's no comparison. So when Allah gives on this night, the bonuses on offer are the best of the bonuses, or the most amazing of gifts that Allah is bestowing upon mankind. And therefore it is for us to attain this, inshallah, on this night. Inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr wa ma adraka ma laylatul qadr. Allah says, and what will make you understand laylatul qadr? Allah saying to you, how can I make you realize how amazing this night is? Laylatul qadr khayru min alfi shahr. Laylatul qadr is better than 1,000 months. So meaning that the reward that you receive by worshipping Allah is equal to 1,000 months of worship. So if you think about it, if 1,000 months means 83 years, if I told someone you need to fast for 83 years, you need to make salah non-stop, no sleeping, no eating for 83 years, we will say it's impossible. You can get the equivalent reward just on this night. Now, I always use an analogy because, subhanAllah, even this example Allah gives us is not enough. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains that, you know, it is more than 1,000 months, and the best way I can make you understand is, like, take your salary. What do you expect at the end of the month? So if you expect to earn 10,000 rand at the end of the month, add 1,000 or multiply it by 1,000, meaning add 3 zeros at the end. So if you're going to earn 10,000 rand, if you add 3 zeros, it's 10 million rand. Now, if your boss told you there is a night in these 10 nights, from sunset to sunrise, if you work hard enough on this night, you will get a paycheck times 1,000 months of pay, which means you will get a lifetime of pay. How would we work if we know we would get 1,000 times our salary by worshipping Allah in these 10 months? We would work. I mean, I know if I multiplied my salary by 1,000, and that's what I'm going to get at the end of these 10 nights, I would make sure I don't even go to the toilet, subhanAllah, not to miss out on the blessings. And of course, we're not talking about the dunya things here. We're talking about 1,000 months of akhirah rewards. There is nothing like it. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, That it is also this night on Laylatul Qadr is of course the night of destiny. It is the night in which the angel will receive their decrees, and all that which is going to be put forward is made known, and our du'as have that ability to impact it. And so while we are looking for the rewards of 1,000 months, we also, for our dunya perspective, this is the night to make du'a and to beseech Allah for the best there is. Allah then continues, وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ خَيْرٌ أَلْفِ شَهْرٍ تَنَزَّلُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ وَالرُّوحُ فِيهَا بِإِذْنِ رَبِّهِ مِنْ كُلِّ أَمْرٍ. Allah says the angels descend, the angels and the ruh meaning Jibreel, that's one of the names of Jibreel, is the ruh. He comes down with the permission of the Lord with all the decrees that matters. So we can imagine here, yeah, the angels had a gathering with Allah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there was this massive assembly with all the angels, the angel of death, the angel of rain, the angel of rizq, the angel of children. You know, Allah had given all of them their commands, their instructions for the year, and so now they leave the sama and they all come down to the dunya in search of dhikr, in search of salah, in search of people seeking out the holiness on this night. And so they leave their positions in the sama and they come down to the dunya and they visit the believers. Salamun hiya hatta matla'i fajr. Peace and tranquility until the dawn of fajr. On that night, there is no evil, there is no harm, there is no animosity coming from the sama down. And it is also salah, meaning anyone that had committed sin and anyone who had done something wrong, it is complete amnesty. There is complete forgiveness now. Whoever wants to be forgiven, the doors of mercy has never been wider than on this night. And so in these 10 nights, we don't know exactly when this night is coming. And it is for us, therefore, to make the most of it. The Prophet ﷺ says, whoever stands on the night of Laylatul Qadr, in salah, meaning standing, meaning in salah, with iman and hope for the reward of Allah, he stands sincerely, then all of his sins will be forgiven. Now, again, the Nabi didn't say whoever stands 100 rak'ahs or stands the whole night. You just have to stand one moment on that night with iman. You might just take 1 second where a person is in sincere ibadah to Allah, and Allah so loves that ibadah, all of his sins are forgiven, but it is in salah. And so that is why the thing that we're going to try and increase in these 10 nights is to make sure as much time as we can, we spend it in salah. If we're able to do so, we'll talk about the sisters who are unable to do so because of hayd and whatever it might be. Don't feel that you're being cut short in any way. So you have an opportunity to have all your sins forgiven. So think about your life, the things that you looked at, the things that you spoke at, the things that the haram money you used, the time that you've wasted, all the things that we've done that were haram. One night can wipe it out completely. We don't have to go all the way to Makkah and Arafah to get that forgiveness. That night is coming here in your house for every single person. One tabi'in, he said, subhanAllah, how shameful it would be if Jibreel were to visit my house and he finds me sleeping, or even worse, may Allah protect us, watching TV or, you know, doing something haram, wasting our time, being on social media. This is the time that, imagine that you get these guests from the sama entering our homes. Of course, we honor them with salah and we do it for the sake of Allah. So now, when is the night of Laylatul Qadr? As we said, it is now within one of these 10 nights. We know it's going to come. People want to know also, is there, like when you study for an exam, if you study these 10 nights, if you work these 10 nights, you will capture it definitely. Rather, one of the reasons why Allah had not stipulated exactly which night, so that we can exert ourselves more, we can search for it. But of course, out of His mercy, the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam advises also further that you need to look for it in the odd nights, the 21st night, the 23rd night, the 25th, the 27th and the 29th. The 21st night is tonight, subhanAllah. So tonight could be Laylatul Qadr. You find different Sahaba mentioning different things. So one year, the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam witnessed Laylatul Qadr on the 21st night. There was another year where it happened to be on the 23rd night. Ubay ibn Ka'b, one of the Sahaba, used to swear. He said, by Allah, I swear, Laylatul Qadr fell on the 27th night. And so what we know about it is that Laylatul Qadr moves, it shifts. It is, Allah alam, majority of the time, maybe 90% of the time, it is in the last 10 nights. But possibly, you know, almost every year comes in the last 10 nights. Maybe very rarely it will pop out of the last 10 nights, but take it as if though it's in these last 10 nights. And then most of the time it will fall on an odd night. But not always. And this is the key thing. It might not always fall on an odd night and it will shift. One year it might be on the 29th. One year it might be on the 22nd and so on and so forth. So every night, treat it with the maximum amount of sincerity. And if you had to, if you like, you know, you really had no other option, then increase yourself on the odd nights. And then of course the 27th, as it appears more commonly on the 27th night. But again, don't focus, put all your eggs in the 27th night basket. It could happen on every other night. Are there specific signs that we can look out for? The Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, in his lifetime, he mentioned that certain signs appeared And this does not mean that every year these signs will appear. For some years it might appear, for some nights it would not appear. The Prophet ﷺ is reported to have said that the night of Laylatul Qadr, of its signs, is that it is a pure and glowing, as if though there was a tranquility and the moon looks calm. There just feels a sense of peace outside. The wind isn't blowing very hard. It's not very cold. It's not very hot. There's no storms. You wouldn't see any shooting stars until morning. And the sun, when the sun rises in the next day, the sun will not be as radiant. You could almost look at it. It does not hurt your eyes by looking at it, and it doesn't have those rays like it normally has. Now, this could be that it happens some years and sometimes it does not happen. There was one time the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he had a dream that Laylatul Qadr happens when he makes salah in mud. And it so happened that he was making sujood and some water came down, and there was a slight drizzle. SubhanAllah, the floor of the masjid, of course, was sand, and the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was actually making sujood then, but in muddy water, and that was the sign for that year. So for different years, there may be different signs. These signs appear to be, there is this feeling of peace and calm and tranquility, and the sun does not rise in a very bright way without many rays. This is something to look out for. If you didn't see those signs, it doesn't mean you didn't get Laylatul Qadr, and if you did see the signs, it also doesn't mean that you got Laylatul Qadr. It is just something that we experience, and don't be fooled. Tomorrow you might see it and think, ah, Laylatul Qadr came and it's over. Then later in the month you might see it again and you feel, oh, subhanAllah, I became tired. There is no benefit really in trying to predict when Laylatul Qadr is. This is something which Allah deliberately kept hidden. What it is for us to do is to search it in these 10 nights and to work as hard as we can. And so the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam showed us how to capture Laylatul Qadr. He increased in ibadah unlike any other time. So there are a number of hadith. It's reported that the Prophet ﷺ would spend these 10 nights almost completely in worship, and he would strive harder than he ever did throughout the 10 nights. Aisha says, when the last 10 nights of Ramadan came in, the Prophet ﷺ would stay up the entire night. He didn't go sleep, and he would wake his family up. He would encourage them, come get up, make salah, make ibadah, and he would tighten the belt, meaning one tafsir is that he would avoid intercourse. The other interpretation is he would tighten the belt, means like he would roll up his sleeves. He would become very, very serious about his worship, and both those meanings are correct, meaning that, you know, it's not haram to have intercourse in these 10 nights. The point is, there's no time now for anything besides worshipping Allah. You can't afford a second of this, of these 10 nights to disappear without making as much ibadah as you can. Aisha also says, I never saw the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam recite the entire Quran in one night, or spend the whole night in salah until morning. Meaning in these 10 nights, it even happened sometimes that he would recite the entire Quran in one evening. That's how serious the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was during the nights of the last 10 nights of Ramadan, searching for Laylatul Qadr. So for all of us, we might not be able to do that, and he was Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he was on another level. For us, we need to just increase as much as we can and spend as much time as we can in ibadah. Aisha asked the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, if it happens to be these last 10 nights or the night of Laylatul Qadr, what should I say? What dua is the best dua to make? And so the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam encouraged her to say this very famous dua that we should all memorize now, and we should say it. Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afwa fa'afu anna. Oh Allah, you are the afu, the one who pardons, who erases. You love to erase sin, so erase all my sins, or all our sins. So this is the dua that you need to recite as much as you can. Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afwa fa'afu anna. So as you're going through the evening, if you maybe made salah and now you're sitting, even in salah you can make this dua. Outside of salah you're sitting, you're maybe as you're falling asleep, just recite this dua as much as you can, over and over. You know, push yourself. Can I say it 1,000 times? Can I say it 10,000 times? How many times can I say it? This is how we push ourselves to increase. And it's a beautiful dua, saying, Ya Allah, remove all my sins, because you love to remove the sins. Just on this point of dua, people, we need to understand how to make dua. There is a way, there's a format. The Prophet ﷺ mentioned there was a man that he came and he made dua, and the Prophet ﷺ said to him that he was being hasty or he was being stingy. He wasn't making dua correctly. Why? Because he had not thanked Allah, he had not praised Allah, he had not sent salawat Nabi ﷺ. He just came and he said, Allah, I want this, I need this, help me, forgive me. And that is not the etiquette. There's an etiquette and a way to make dua. And when we did the tafsir of Surah Fatiha, we said that is the way of making dua. You begin by Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. You praise Allah. You glorify Allah. It becomes Allah, you first. And you mention Allah's majesty and His grandeur. And you send greetings and salutations on the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And then you mention Allah's names specifically. So when you want knowledge, you say Al-Aleem, Al-Hakim. When you want mercy, Al-Rahman, Al-Afu, Al-Ghaffar, you mention those names that are applicable for that dua. You also mention your servitude, your devotion to Him. إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. Ya Allah, You are the only one I can turn to. There is no power but Your power. Who can assist me other than You? I submit myself to You. I bow before You. I worship You and You alone. I don't ask anyone besides You. So if You turn away, Allah, who's going to help me? On You I put my dependency. And then You say, now Allah, Ya Allah, help me. And You ask first for priority. What is the priority? Your own salvation. You know, forgive my sins and enter me into Jannah. Guide me, put me on the straight path, show mercy to me and your family, your parents, your children, your spouse, your siblings, and then the whole ummah. And then you talk about the dunya issues. Ya Allah, my wealth, my health, my risk, my job, my house, these things. You also express your situation. So if you're in a specific problem, besiege Allah with that, you know. Say to Allah, You know, Ya Allah, my job is at risk. Ya Allah, You know I am sick. There is no one that can help me now. There is a pandemic going around. No one can save me. So mention to Allah your dependency on Him. And then of course, as we said, remember others. Make dua for the whole ummah. So many people going through hardship, especially this year. Together, collectively, if we make dua, things can come right. Remember, as we make dua, when we make dua for ourselves, it's just us. When I make dua for my brother, for my sister, then the angels make dua for me. Now, it might be that my dua isn't accepted, but their dua is more holier. And so then their dua for me is the one that goes through to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then you end again with salawat and praise and thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala again. In terms of Laylatul Qadr, remember that these nights are the holiest nights. But even within these nights, the holiest hours are the last third of the night. So if you are planning on when should you focus your du'as as much as you can, it is the last third of the night. So basically from 2:30, 2 until Fajr, this is the most holiest of hours in these last 10 nights every evening. And we know, subhanAllah, tonight, the 21st night, is actually the night of Yawmul Jumu'ah. So we have a combination of Jumu'ah, Ramadan, last 10 nights, the last third of the night, all of these things are converging this evening. And so it's a very, very powerful night. We take the opportunity. We know every evening, the last third of the night, Allah descends and He accepts the du'as. This is the most mustajab time. And we know on Jumu'ah, there's a special hour. Some scholars have said it could be this last third of the night. There's an hour where Allah accepts all du'as. And so this is the time to really exert yourself and myself. So in terms of a plan of action, I'm putting all this together. What can I do? The first thing is, of course, to understand not to waste any moment. Whatever you can defer, if you can take leave, put leave in now. You know, don't spend time in the house or in the kitchen wasting time with groceries and these things. If you can avoid it and focus exclusively on ibadah. Plan your sleep. Of course, it's very important now. We have to sleep. So if you can stay up the whole night, alhamdulillah, and sleep during the day, if you're lucky to do that, then do so. But if you can sleep some of the day and spend some of the night, alhamdulillah, this is best. Make as much salah as possible. So after your fard salah, make your taraweeh and your tahajjud. And try to spend the last third of the night in salah. And in that salah, make dua, especially in sujood. Remember, you can speak to Allah in our own languages and make dua, whatever it is that you need. Have a dua list. So think of all the people, whatever it is, this one is going through a hardship, make dua and be specific for the ones that you need for yourself and also for the whole ummah, subhanAllah, the people of Burma, the people of China, the Muslims, the Uyghurs, the people of Syria, of Yemen, all of these people, we can't help them, at least we can make dua for them. Another trick to try and do is try and give charity every evening. So maybe you have your fitrah, you're going to give on behalf of your family 500 rand fitrah, maybe give each night 50 rand. So 50 rand over 10 nights is 500 rand. So you give fitra every single night. So it counted on the night of Laylatul Qadr, Ya Allah, I gave charity. So try to give your charity throughout the nights. Increase in recitation of Quran. If you have any free time, two things you do. If you're not making salah, recite Quran or make this dua of Allahumma innaka afoon tuhibbul afwa fa'fu anna. Spend your time in these two things. Avoid salahs or adhkar that are not prescribed in the sunnah. These people spend sometimes the salah called salatul tasbih. I'm not trying to be controversial here, but salatul tasbih is not something authentic. So there's some controversy around it. Rather avoid the controversial and stick to what we know is going to win. What is going to succeed is you standing, making salah, reciting Quran and making dua. This is the best thing. For the sister in her menses, remember she cannot make salah, but she can do everything besides salah. She can make her adhkar. She can recite her Quran without touching the mushaf. She can recite Quran. She can make dua. So use that time, maybe the last third of the night, praising Allah, reciting Quran, making dua. So try and increase in that. And then of course, very importantly for all of us, do not lose focus on the 27th night afterwards. So many times we put all our energy on the 27th, and mashallah, when it's done, it's like Eid has already begun. We're already in the Eid mode. The next night, 28, 29, 30, all of these nights could be Laylatul Qadr. So don't lose out those evenings. For those of us who have small children and jobs, yes, life continues. Our life doesn't be put on hold. Try our best to manage it. Those things are obligations. We need to fulfill our obligations. We still have an amana to our job. We still have to see to our kids. These things are important. Alhamdulillah. And at the end of the day, remember, Allah will never deprive us of a reward. He judges us on our intention and our sincerity. If Ya Allah, to the best of my ability, and subhanAllah, this happens to me, I just start performing salah, and then someone wakes up, one of the kids wake up, and I have to finish my salah very quickly. The Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam even did that. It was his sunnah. When a child would cry, he would finish his salah quickly and see to the child. And so this happens, and it's part of life, and in that is beauty. In that is the sincerity. Ya Allah, if I could, I would worship you exclusively and just focus on my ibadah, but life continues, and so I do my best to get every moment of ibadah, and there's some beauty in that, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we will never get to Jannah through our deeds. Our deeds are not enough. It is His mercy, and His mercy comes through our sincerity. So be sincere with Allah. Cry if you can. Beseech Allah that He accepts us and He grants us the strength. May Allah make it easy and grant us all the goodness and the blessings of Laylatul Qadr. May we achieve it. Ya Allah, we need it so much this year. And accept from us. Ameen. Jazakallah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.